Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches, and we're on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. So he said, Maishna Tlat. Why are there three time periods during the year? Where did these three come from? So, that we said that you have to give Maish to Behemoth. So Amar Rav Bar Shila, Lekabel Horfen, the Afle, the Kaite. It's for the three different seasons when animals are born. So that's where you cover your bases. Maishna Bahane is Mani. Why these three times? Amr of Tanchum Bered Rav Chia Ish Kfar Ako, he said, Kidei Shetehei Behema Mitsuya Le'ilu Le'ole Regalim. That Behema should be available for Aliyah Le'regal. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Kivon De'ein Gorin Ma'isa Behema Ad Prota Regalim. Since you only do Ma'isa Behema 2 weeks before Yontif, Umashi Inchi Behema Otos Man. And people wait with their animals till that time, delo rishchatinu. Adchi asim bisman agor and shutam machleregel. And they only shech them when it's 2 weeks before Yontif. In other words, they do ma'isa behema on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan time. Nimsa, it's going to come out. She behemoth mitzu is ole regalim. There are going to be a lot of animals available. Why? Because I just gave off my ma'iser. I got 9 animals now. Right? Likach mehen, bein lachila, bein lekarbanos. I can bring brachila, kavanos. It increases the. If I got rid of all my animals before Purim, Tu B'Shvat, Pesach comes, I got nothing left. Therefore, wait till 2 weeks before Pesach, then give the ma'aser. Then you have so many animals to deal with. The afagaf is not, even though we learned ad shelo higia hagorin, modelim chavolishchot. Even though we said, and if you don't wait, what if you don't wait? You don't wait till 2 weeks before Pesach. What's the answer? Nothing happens to you. Right, nothing happens. There's no downside. You still like, right? You say, well, nevertheless, nichal elis avid mitzvah b'mone. People like doing mitzvahs with their money. What does that mean? So look at the Rashi de Ksav Yad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down with the Rashi Ksav Yad. You see what he says? Mitzvah, nichal elis avid mitzvah b'mone. You see the Rashi there? You see it? She'ain bon chaser klum. There's no downside. You don't lose anything. Why? You get to eat the ma'aser. You don't have to give anything to a kohen. You get to eat it. So why not do it? You're going to Yerushalayim anyway. All right, so that's something I want to point out. Wait a minute. Adam, you can't eat regardless. Chayli, you can't eat regardless. There's a few things the kohen does get from a carbon. So that's what I'm saying. Barashi meant, nobody's going to be upset about that. A little bit the kohen gets. It doesn't bother anybody. Why not do this mitzvah? There's no downside. You get to eat it anyway. You don't have to share it with anybody. A little bit the coin gets, big deal. But look at Rashi on top. Look at Rashi says, mitzvah. Lehisaser, to give the miser, diliyasher. He shouldn't come rich. He's not going to do this. All right, we always say, miser is a guarantee for, zebula for riches, right? Aser, b'shevil, this is aser. Who's not going to do this mitzvah? Right? Who's going to want to do it? Rashi, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. That's why they made it before Yontif. People should have animals. People are going to circumvent. No one's circumventing this. You got to go anyway. So you bring an animal, so. And then the Gemara, back into the Gemara. Then you can sell whatever you want. You can eat. That's all good. You'll have a very nice Yontif. But my car is like Gorin. Why is it called Gorin? So 3 times a year. 3 Gorins in the year. Why is it called Gorin? The answer is the Tivla Kigorin. It's off limits to you. Like the Tevel, just like in the Silo, should be off limits to you. Right? Okay. The Kama Pras, how much is the Pras? Perish of Yosef Bar Yehuda, Ein Pras Pachas Mitesva of Yom, 15 days. My Mashma, who told you that? Amir Revo, Pras Palga. Pras is half. It's Palga the Mat, half of what? Half of what? Palga, the Hilchas Pesach. It's half of the amount of time that you should learn Hilchas Pesach. Here's the Tanya. Shalom v'darshan milchas Pesach. Kodol Pesach lamed yom. There's a halacha. You should start learning milchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. 30 days before Pesach is something called Purim, which is why the Mishnah Berurah said that you should just talk about Pesach at the Purim Suda. The Mekayim this din. And then you have 30 days. Talk about it. So half of 30 days is 15 days. And by the way, Rishon Menglil or Mishtei Shabbatah. Rishon Menglil says 2 weeks. Rashi said something here wild. He says,
Savior. Okay.
Because the whole discussion in Achronim, this 30-day issue, is it only Pesach? Is it also Sukkot? Is it also Shavuot? Shavuot has no mitzvah. You tell us Yom Tov. There's nothing special about Shavuot.
What, Shavuot?
Pesach. Oh. What about Sukkot? Sukkot has a lot too, but not as many as Pesach. So is it Pesach? Or is it all regalim? Is it just not Shavuot? No matter what you want to think, someone holds like that. It's like a five-way machlokas, what it all means. No question about it. Pesach has the most. Okay. By the way, the Beis Yosef says only applies to Pesach. Because there's so many mitzvot, so much to do. Okay, next. Benazi Omer Bechef, Chav Tes Ba'adar Ba'alaf B'nit B'siva. So Benazi said on Chav Tes Adar, and Rabbi Akiva said 2 weeks before Pesach. What are they arguing about? One day? What are they arguing about? Right? So, Baika Miflagi, Rabbi Akiva Uben Azai. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Adar, Samach Lanitan, Adar, second Adar always, Zimnan Mali, Zimnan Chaser. Sometimes it's Mali, sometimes it's Chaser. Zimnan Nimikla Blam, Zimnan Nimikla Biom Chavtes. Therefore, Mishum Haki, Welcome to Yelizman. He didn't give his man. What did he say? 2 weeks. And some years it'll be 29, some years it'll be 30. Then as they suffer, no. Adar samach l'nisan l'olav chaser. Always chaser. Hilkach. Therefore, k'fiyel izman b'chav tet ba'adar. Therefore, it's on the 29th day of Adar. Be'echad b'sivan. So, Rabbi Akiva said 2 weeks before Shavuot. Then as I said, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about basically a week. What's that machlokes about? So, when was the last time you did Ma'isa Behema? You did Ma'isa Behema on 2 weeks before Pesach. Like 8-9 weeks ago. How many animals were born during these 9 weeks? It's a short amount of time. It says Benazi, I want to push it off as much as I can to give more time to animals to be born with a bigger flock. Therefore, I'll make it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the next 2 weeks. That's what he holds. The Rekiva holds, listen, it's always 2 weeks, doesn't make a difference. Benazi says, let's put some star into this. If I push it off a little bit, I'll get more animals. Right? Because it's a good point. Becher b'sivan, I need the low nefishi. There might not be enough. Why? Such a short amount of time. So iam reluctantly I say, if I'm going to make it a week earlier, ad demati regel shavili, you have nothing left. That's the point. The point is you have nothing left for Shavuot. We want you to have good animals for Shavuot. The problem is you're hungry. Whatever you need animals to eat, so you're going to start taking away from the flock. I give you an extra week, there'll be more to play with. Sukkot. They'll have plenty of time. They have the whole summer now. Ten animals. Right. So you have 10 animals. It's already 2 weeks before Shavuot. You have nothing to eat. You're going to shech one. Stam. You're going to shech one. Now you only have 9. So we don't want that to happen. So we want you to have more animals for Yom Tov. So I push it off. Four more animals will be born then. I can do the bits of Meiser now. You'll be able to take one. I still have plenty left over. Just gives you more opportunity to have more animals. That's all. And B'chav Tetz Ba'av, then he said, the next one on the 29th day of Av, right? Then Azai L'taymeh. Then Azai holds that the Amar, Elulin Mis'aisim if they ask him. Elul are judged on their own merits. All animals born in Elul have their own cheshbon. We'll see why in a minute. Well, Asrinu B'lom B'yom Lamed, so why couldn't it be on the 30th day of Elul? On the 30th day of Av, it's obvious. Dimnan de mechasin le'av. Sometimes Av will be 29 days. Ubeinan lemevat hekerav mechazah shviyashem. We're gonna have to make a heker between the old and the new. If the animal is born in Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's a new count. So therefore, to make sure you have the old count, we said the cutoff is the 29th day of Av. That's never gonna be Elul. Now, Rabbi Lazar Shimon Omrim Echad b'Nisan. And Echad B'Sivan. So what's Echad B'Nisan, Echad B'Sivan? By Echad B'Sivan, Kershiming Amlil. They hold up Kershiming Amlil, Damar Shtei Shabbosos. 2 weeks is good enough to talk about Pesach. And Echad B'Sivan, Kidda Maran, because they want to make as much time as possible for more animals to be born. Now what about B'Chav Tetz B'Elul? The laws of Rishimon L'Tameyu, the Amar B'Aleph Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Mai Tzebeima. Aleph Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Mai Tzebeima. Therefore, the cutoff is the 29th day of Elul. Why the 29th day of Elul? Why not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Because it's a Yontif. So therefore what? I'll say why in a minute why Yontif is no good. But the Gemara still have another reason why it's no good. Typically, to be in the level of the Kehil of Chodesh B'Yashan, we need to make a hecker between old and the new. If you hold that Rosh Hashanah is the new year, then how can animals be born on Rosh Hashanah? It's going to be the new Cheshbon. The Gemara says, you're right. Chada ba'od ka'amar. It's two reasons. Chada, first of all, to be in on the level of the Kehil of Chodesh B'Yashan. First of all, we need a hecker. Ba'od, also, they should Yontif, because Yontif, you can't do Meiser on Yontif because you're going to make a red mark and you're going to be over the Isra of Tzoveya. Even though on Amud Beis we're going to say that if you don't do the red mark, it's not Ma'ake. It is a Lechachila. Right? The Rambam. Yeah, it's demarcated, well, so you know. Sure doesn't say that. It goes past the shader. It goes under the rod. And we mark a rod with red paint. What if you didn't mark it? It's not hockey. As long as you say that. The Rambam says that it's a different thing. You don't use red paint. You make a mark with a rod, which is like a told up coating. You're roshay. You make some kind of indentation. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says you can't even make indentations in the sitter with your fingernail. Because you make the mark, it's like a told up coating. That's what you do. It doesn't change anything. It's the same issue. Now, Gaz Ramach asked the following question. What about Misaki? You're Misaki the animal? That's what I thought the problem was going to be. You can't go to the mikvah on Yontif. You can't be Tovah Kalim on Yontif. You can't give Maisha on Yontif because you're Misaki. The answer is, wait a minute. What are you changing here? You're not changing anything. The animal was edible before, and it's edible now. Well, you changed it. Now you made it into a carbon? So what? That's it, sir. He lives in photography, he's not sure. Not sure. This issue with the red, that's for sure a problem. Right? That's for sure a problem. What other problem is there? It maybe is a problem with Tikkun, maybe. It's not sure about it. All right. Rameir Omer Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah Levaitse Behema Benazai Omer. That's... Oh, thank you so much. Tanya Omer Benazai says Benazai, why is Elul his own town? I'll tell you why. Some say Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh El. Some say it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So what if they're born in El? Are they part of Av? Are they part of Tishrei? I don't know. Some say this, some say that. And therefore, Halulim is Asim LaAtzman. Therefore, they're in their own category. I'm not sure where they go. Some say El, some say Tishrei. Hear that? Yes, to come an unbelievable question. But look at the time, I demand them to stop. So go figure out who the whole like. Go figure out who the whole. Maybe you're suffering. Some said El, some said Tishrei. So go figure it out. What are you? So you can't figure it out. For Tanya, Benazai Omer, this is Benazai. He's one of the four people that went into the paradise. He's right, he's a very great man. He says, Kol Chachma Yisrael, Dama like a Kalif Hashum. All the chacham are to me like the shell, the peel of a spice. They don't hold any water to me. Chutz, except min hakerach hazeh, except for the bald one. Him I'm afraid of. Who's the bald one? Says Rashi, Haini Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Ahad de garstilan bekulei talmuda, and we say always in Shas, Rishu ben Karcha, Haini ben shel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's son. There's no Shaila that Rabbi Akiva had a son named Yoshua. That there's no Shaila about. Because the Gemara says, Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, said to his dad, Rabbi Akiva. Alma, the Benazah, how you chacham God, although you didn't have him be a time yafa. Benazah knew what a good reason is. He couldn't figure it out. Achanami, how you want to make him a time, I would be Mr. Iver Shaffer. So I couldn't Benazah figure out who's better, whose shot is better, kind of suffix. Why do you have a suffix? Look at Tosfos of Chutz Ben Akerach Hazeh. Try to do this whole Tosfos inside. Perish HaKuntris, Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Kerach? Who's the bald one? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha Havei, Rabbi Shua Ben Osh Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Says Tosfos, wait a minute. Rekasha. Mi Sani Le Lahaske Rabbi Akiva, Bishmosha Maskir Loshen Gnai. Call Rabbi Akiva Loshen Gnai, the bald guy. Is that appropriate? To call Rabbi Akiva the bald one? As a matter of fact, He said, no one impresses me except for the bald one. Right? Rabbi Benazir said that. None of the Chacham hold a candle to me except for the bald one. He does. That's how you talk about someone. That's how you talk about Rabbi Akiva. Anybody. What, but Rabbi Akiva for sure, right? By the way, the Tziv, like it says in Malachim, Ola Kerach, that the boy is called Elisha Hanavi, the bald one. They got eaten up by bears. Why? Because you don't call someone that. Also, Uperik Shoel, Omar Mehacha, Lekachina, Kamo, Lignai, Niskavin, that somebody was called bald. It was the Gnai. The Tosus is going to prove that Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha was not Rabbi Akiva's son. Okay? You ready for the proof? You tell me if you're impressed with this proof. Yes. Right, so these are two pshatim. We're going to see how it's not a Gnai. We'll see in a minute. Either his name was Karcha, so it's not a Gnai, it's his name. His mother named it, at the Brit, they called him Karcha. So you're sure the son of the guy named Karcha. Right? Or you're right. Or it's a Gnai, or maybe it's not a Gnai. So you'll see in a minute why it's not a Gnai. But he's going to prove now that he couldn't be his son. Right? This has nothing to do with the Torah. That's fascinating. Look how Tosfos thinks. Sefer Megillah, Rebbe Shaul, it's Rebbe Shua ben Karcha. Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? He's Rebbe Huda HaNasi. He asks Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, V'meh harach the yamin. How are you zochet to long life? I didn't look it up. I don't know what he answered. However, whatever answer he gave, what? One second. Vamalo Rebbe. Rebbe says to Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Right? Vamalo, and Rebbe Shua ben Karcha says back to Rebbe, Yehi Ratzon, Shetagia Lechatzi Shanai. You should reach half my years. That's the bracha he gives him. At least half my years. Now, the Ilu Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Kishen Nasa Bas Kalva Savua. When he married Bas Kalva Savua, how old was he? How old was he? He was 40. Ben Mem Shana Haya. He was 40 years old. Bekiva Olav Lasa Petora. And he promised to learn Torah. And now, Tosfos says, we have a tradition. Asak Mem Shana. He was busy for 40 years. Right? Umem Shana Parnes Yisrael. And then for 40 years, he was a Parnes in Yisrael. Right? Uba Sifri Tanya. In the Sifri we learn, Dalid Chayu Kuf Chav Shana. Four people lived till 120. Who are the four people? Moshe, Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So far so good? Now, says Tosfos, Ubiyom Shemesh Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that on the day that Rabbi Akiva died, Mati, listen to this. On the day that Rabbi Akiva died, Nolad Rebbe. Rebbe was born on the day Rabbi Akiva died. Okay? You hear that? The Gemara says that Rebbe was born on the day Rabbi Akiva died. Now, if the day that Rabbi Akiva died, it was 120, and Rebbe was born, right? And Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is Rabbi Akiva's son. Let's say he was born the first day he got married. Right? That means he's 80 years older than Rebbe. He's 80 years older than Rebbe. Let's say he's 80 years older than Rebbe. The Tosfos is going to make that assumption. Right? He's 80 years older than Rebbe. Now, says Tosfos like this. Vafilu nolad Rabbi Yeshua b'shana Rishona. Even if Rabbi Yeshua was born the first day he got married. Right? B'shana Rishona shenasa maskal b'savua. Lo haya ki'im shmonim kishenolad Rebbe. He was at least 80 years old when Rebbe was born. He's 80 years older than Rebbe. Now, ulakal apachos haya Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha ben Kuf mev shana. He was at least 140 when Rebbe shows up. Why was he at least 140? Because he tells him, you bracha shabi should be half my life. So now, till 70, everybody lived anyway. Right? So half of 140 is 70. Till 70, you live anyway. Right? So at least he was 140. How old was Rebbe? Rebbe was 60. Because he's 60 years younger. He's 80 years younger than Rebbe Yeshua. So Yeshua is 140, he's 60. Right? Depachos me ayin shana lo haya mavarchi. Less than 70, I don't need a bracha from you. Shehein chay shana shnos tam adam. They say if you make shnos ayin shana. Right? I don't need a bracha for that. So how old is Rebbe? 60. What does Rebbe Shua tell him? You should live till 70. What kind of bracha is that? You should have 10 years more of life? What kind of bracha is that? Right? The odds are Rebbe ben Samach Shana. Rebbe was 60. But into Shebrachel, Shagir, Chatzi Yom of La Bracha, Rach Yud Shana. My bracha, Hoysazu. What kind of bracha is that? What kind of bracha is that? Anyone lives till 70. What kind of bracha is that? Now, one second. Then Tosfos says something else. Wait a minute. What happened when Rabbi Akiva got married? He went away for 24 years. Right? Wasn't even there. They went to they spent one night together. So she got pregnant that night? Well, okay, Tosfos doesn't say that. He says, Ba'od, L'chor B'Stabar, Shalom Nolad, Ad Shana Asa Be'i Rav, Tarte Sari V'Tarte Sari, Shnid. After 24 years. Nimtze comes out that Kishahai Rabbi Yeshua ben Kuf Mem Shana, when Yeshua was 140, Hayah Rabbi Yosef Mechati Shana. Rabbi was 84 years old, he's already over 70. What kind of bracha is that? You should live half my life. I'm already older than half your life. You hear that? Therefore, Rabbi Nisim, because of all this, he said, Yeshua wasn't even his son. So who's the bald one? It's not Rabbi Akiva. This in Pirish, it's Rabbi Lot Ben Azariah. The Ka'amar, Yerushalmi, Shaya Kerach. He was bald. Why was he bald? He was bald because he was only 18 years old. So it says Rabbi Nisim, not only did he get white hair, but he also became bald, like an old man. So calling him an old man, calling him a bald man was endearing. It wasn't a slap in the face, it wasn't a bazillion, it wasn't a kenai, it was covered. Look at this. Just like the white hair was a sign of covered, so too calling him bald was a sign of covered. You hear that? You hear what Tosfos just did? Amazing part. Then he says, by the way, we never answer Rashi's question. How can you call somebody, we never answer that question, how can you call somebody bald? Says Tosfos, first of all, you don't call someone bald. Second of all, he wasn't even his son. And, right? Wasn't even his son. Third of all, therefore, it's a bald of Benazariah. It says, Benatam Pirish, shame Adam. It was someone else. Another person. That doesn't answer the question. What about the fact that it's a bald man? So then he can get up to Europe shot. If you're not the God of Ladar, it's not such an insult. Right? It's not such an insult. But then what? So he said, no one impresses me except for the bald one. Who's the bald one? Some anonymous person. Who is that? Right? Some anonymous person? If it's Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Azariah, I understand. No one holds a candle to me except for these Gedola. So, Tosa says, the third shot, so some guy. Some guy? Right? The only way to answer Rashi is that he said it in an endearing way. He didn't mean it as an insult. He meant it as a sign of love, right? So normally, you want to call somebody, hey, the gingy, the redhead. You have some power of character trait or physical thing. Hey, lefty, how's it going, lefty? That's not such an insult, right? But you're like, hey, guy over there with a mum. Right? You don't call somebody with a mum, some blemish in an endearing way. We don't do that, right? Yeah. Oh, for tangent, okay. Yeah. Oh, so I didn't. Good, you reminded me. In the footnotes in the Tosfos in the back of the Masifta, he says that there's no question. There's no question. It's probable that Rabbi Akiva had was married previously before he turned 40. And Rabbi Shua could have been from that marriage, and then all these questions go away. Well, then he could have been his son. The only question is the Gnai issue. Still a Gnai issue. That we can't answer. But Tosfos says the whole thing, how he wasn't his son, it couldn't be possible. What if he was born earlier? That's only if he was born from Kalvasavua's daughter. Then all this is a problem. If he had a previous marriage, what are you quoting here? Right. So there are legends out there that Rekiva had a previous life, a previous marriage, and that could have been son Yoshua, remember from there. That's a good point. It's a good point. I forgot to mention that. That's actually, to bring that down, that just destroys the whole book. Right. Well, it doesn't stop the Gnai part, true, but it stops the whole proof that he wasn't his son. It could have been his son from a previous marriage. When Rekiva was 21 years old, he had a son, and then everything else falls away. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's what he says over here. Source 5. Okay. I thought that was fascinating. So I read it. Anyway, back to the question. The question is, Why couldn't Ben Azai figure out who to hold like? He's such a heavyweight. Why couldn't he figure out who to hold like? Here's a suffix, I'm not sure which one, the whole like. Therefore, I'm stuck. Therefore, I create my own month, my own zman. Why? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bibi Yashmua Amra, Bibi Chagai Zechayim Alachai. Right, each one of these Tanoim, says the Ksav Yad and Rashi, each one of these Tanoim had a tradition that it was from Zechariah, Chagai Amalachai. Rashi calls it different Nevuah. It might not have been Nevuah, it just could have been from the Nevi'im. Therefore, and Rashi said, there's no reason for this. There's no rhyme or reason. This is what the Nevi'im said. It's a Kabbalah. We're going to accept it. Because of another, I can't second guess the Navi. Therefore, I have no choice. I have to take my own plan. Okay. What? No. When's the Rosh Hashanah? When's the Rosh Hashanah? Is it Elul or Tishrei? So we said, the Machlokas. Some said Elul, some said Tishrei. So Benazai couldn't figure out which was the whole like? He says, no, because the Nevi'im said it. And the Nevi'im said it, what's the reason why it's Rosh Hashanah Elul? Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, half of the sin. Rosh Hashanah for everyone else. To make it the cutoff for the Baisim. Where'd Elul come from? Says Rashi, there's no reason for that. The Nevi'im said it. So says Benazai, I'm not arguing with the Nevi'im. Therefore it's a suffix. Therefore I create my own Zman. The animals born between Tishrei and Elul is one Zman. And then animals born during El is the second Zman. The Kuranos are Dine de Rabbanon. Between Tishrei and the next Elul is 1 year. Animals born during... From Isa Behema. That's a de Rabbanon to do it during 3 times a year. What if you didn't do it? It's not a big deal. We're going to say that in a minute. And he made El a second Zman. Only animals born during Elul. Why? Because he had a suffix to some... So, by the way, I said, Rosh Hashanah said, I told this yesterday, Rosh Hashanah, no? With the Karban Pesach. Now, halacha is that Karban Pesach has to be less than a year old. So, I heard a shiur once from Rosh Hashanah, he said, it's not a problem, because the way the animals made it, that in March, April time, when Pesach came, the animals were always a few months old. They never had a problem. By the time next year came around, the new animals were born. But I'm not exactly sure how the mating worked, why you needed 3 zmanim anyway. Unless you went off. Right, every 3 times a year. So whatever it is, so yeah, I guess maybe El was a big month. It was a banner month for I don't know. And yeah, and you're right. Maybe not. By the way, that issue is only for Yontif. Right. So you have the whole summer to do that. He just made a separate count to animals born during El. That's all he did. He only had 6 animals born. What could he do? But if he had 11 born, he was able to do the mitzvah. It didn't stop him from the animals in the summer, from Shavuot, till Rosh Chodesh El was a separate count. Okay. Where am I? Tanya. The Ezit Tzad, Ar Ben Azai, El Mitzayis and Lazman. What did Ben Azai mean when he said El has its own count? Nol du lo hei ba'av, hei ba'el, hei ba'tzar. 5 in El, 5 in Av, 5 in El, not Mitzayir. Hei ba'el, hei ba'tishrei, hei ba'tzar. Also not Mitzayir. What about this? Hei ba'tishrei, hei ba'av, Mitzayir. What if they're born in Tishrei, and then they're born the following of? They're born in September, and they're born the following July. That's Mitzarek. So the question is Pshita, of course it's Mitzarek. The same year. Right? So the Gemara says, well, I would have thought like Yossi. Malatim, I would have thought, yeah, because in Mepatki Shonim, Mepatki Grunos, just like the years change the count, break up the count, so do the Grunos change, break up the count? Kabash, well, not true. Because not, our Mishnah said that. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, v'chamisha achar Rosh Hashanah, ein mitzarf. 5 before Rosh Hashanah, 5 after Rosh Hashanah, ein mitzarf. Chamisha lefnei agored, chamisha achar agored, ein mitzarf. Why? That's all he did the Rabbanah. It's still combined. You went away for Pesach. You went to Florida. So you went to Florida. Since Purim, you're sitting in Florida. You're not by your herd at all. You missed that zman. You missed it. So now Shavuot comes. Any change in your life? Nothing changed. Ah, you missed the Gor, it's a big deal. So did the Rabbana, it doesn't change anything. Yeah. It might not be a Din the Rabbana, it might be a suggestion to the Rabbana. To make 3 steps. It's just a suggestion, it's a good idea. Amar Rava, will differ, Ben Azai, Nol Dulo, Chamisha Ba'av, Chamisha Ba'el, Chamisha Ba'Tishrei. What if you have 5 born in Av, 5 in El, 5 in Tishrei? Now what do you do? So, Kodesh and Ladir, there's Aser. You bring all 15 into the pen. There's Aser. The Notal Echad Minahal Lulin. You make sure one of the L ones comes out, and then the other one, in other words, like this, you have 5, 5, and 5. Make sure one of the carbonos, the 10, is from L. Now Rashi says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to orchestrate which one comes out. Therefore, the Mishnah is going to say in a minute, now let's say you don't make them go through the 10. They're all lying around, and you don't get that one through the Mishnah. The Mishnah, that's okay. You can do that. The Rashi, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got no choice. You got to make sure it's an L one. If it's an L one, you cover all your bases. Says Tosfos, no. You can do it. The only time the Torah says, well, you're vacuum, and you can't orchestrate it, is between mums and non-mums. I want the non-mum to come out. I want the mum to come out. I don't have to schlep it. That's not allowed to do. But between L and Tishrei, because you have a suffering, of course you can do that. But not about focus here. How you view that Aveira, of well, you're vacuum. You can't orchestrate. Says Rashi, you can't orchestrate anything. No, says Tosfos, you can't orchestrate mums. Which month? Of course you could do that. Right? Now the Gemara explains. Echad ve'el Rosh Hashanah. If Echad ve'el is Rosh Hashanah, then El v'tishrei mitzdarfin. El and Tishrei go together. The of Turin. The of Pater. The Echad v'tishrei Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, then of ve'el mitzdarfin. And Tishrei v'turin. Tishrei is Pater. My Amarta, what are you gonna do with these five animals from Tishrei? Lutzarfa Lagorin Acher. You're gonna use them for the next Gorin? It's impossible. Why? Because I see we bad the Amarachmana for Lotzafek. You're still a Safek. It's still not showing the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, what do we do? These five go somewhere else. Now the Gemara says, by the way, someone across the yes this morning, what if you have 5, 5, and 4? Then what do you do? Because I don't know. And you can't do this because it's time of Shah. Either you have 10 or only 9. Because I don't know what you would do with this case. But the Gemara didn't raise that question, so I don't know. The Gemara was making it simple, 5, 5, and 5. So, Shita, isn't all this obvious? Yeah, take the middle one, so you don't have a suffix. That's obvious, no? Says the Gemara, Ma'atem, I would think Ligzar, Nikzera, Dilma Asil, Mishnah Bahanach, maybe there'll be some mishap, and somehow the wrong animal will come out, or the wrong animal will be designated. Mashmuan, no, we're not afraid of that. All of a sudden, we're not afraid of the mishap. Right? Half a shot is what if the mishap happens? All of a sudden, we're not afraid. Right? Okay. Now, the Ezetad Mitzatrin, Atrin, how do you give Mitzer? Konsen Ladir, you put him in a pen. Ba'ose Lahem Pesach, cotton. You make a small entrance. Kadesh Lo Yeh Shnayim Yichol Otis Ka'achat, so the two can't go out at one time. Umon, and you count. Alphaz Gimel Dalet Hebav Zaychat Tet. Ayotzi Hatsiri, Soker Besikra. The 10th one you mark with a red mark. V'omar, and you say, Harei Zeh Meiser. This is Meiser. Now I can say the famous verse from Rambam. Why do you do it this way? Why do you do it this way? Right? Why is this the halacha set up like this? To make such a laborious way of counting the 10th. Just add 1,000 sheep. But I think it's 10 of them. I think about 10%. 100. Why do it? I have to count each one? The answer is yes. You count one for me. Two for me, three for me, nine for me. One star shell. One star shell. That's fine. One for me. When you do it that way, it highlights how much you have, how much shevach you have, and your ability and your willingness to be one for Hashem is much greater. It's a hashkafa idea. No, imagine if you did that. Imagine if you counted $1, $2. All right, I got to give tzedakah. Right? Imagine if you did that. Right. I apologize. Now, lo sakru b'sikra, what if you didn't mark it with a red mark? You didn't do that. Or, lo manan shevet, you didn't have a rod. Oh, shemanan revutano omdim. Or you counted them lying around, standing around. That's also good. Hari elu matat, that's also good. This is not going to be good. Hayalo meya, what if you have 100? Unoto lo sara. So you walk over, you grab 10. Now, most have now, you said the word oh. Oh, or asar, but not the lechad. You have 10, you grab one. Right? Echad ze, but not the lechad, ain't ze meiser. That's not good. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer, meiser. Now that is good. Right? Kafat echad ben amenuyi letochon. What if one You already have one. Well, you already count. You're up to eight. You're up to number nine. Then one of the nine jumped back in. Jumped back in. Kofit echad ben amenuyin l'tochad. What if one jumped back in? Hare elu patur, and they're all patur. Why? Because we don't know which one it is. No. One of the nine jumped back in. Right? One of the nine jumped back in. Asks Tosfos, why don't you go follow the rove? There's 40 animals in there. Now one jumped back in. Rove chance, it's not already been excluded. Right? What's the problem? The problem is maybe the 10th one is going to be that one. It's already been excluded. That's the problem. So therefore, because of that problem, they're all potter. They go bust a rove. Right? Now there are four reasons why we should not go bust a rove. It also destroys all four reasons. First of all, we say it's Dover Sheba Minyan. Dover Sheba Minyan. That's why they did the Rabbanan anyway. Number two, it's Kavua. Kavua. The Rambam's not Kavua. Number three, maybe it's a barrier. They'll say it's a barrier by a lot of animal like this, not a barrier. And number four, maybe it's the only one left. In other words, right, the last one. There's only 10 in there. Now jump back in, there's only two left. It was, right, you counted nine. There's one more in there. It's going to be the 10th. And then another one jumps back in. So you don't have a rove. It's unlikely that's the case. Right? Tosos was so bothered with this question, he didn't answer it. Couldn't answer it. But you follow the rove. So the other Rishonim and Achronim gives the following answer, which the question is still better than the answer. The answer is, even though we go bust a rove, no question about it. Rove is the din of the Torah. Follow the rove. Torah still demands Asiri. And Asiri means Asiri Vadeh and not Asiri something. Did that answer? Now. What? Mm-hmm. No, so I'll tell you why. What? So the question is, Peter of Shimon Shkop said, Rove is not Edim. It's not Edim. I have three hot dogs. One's for sure trade. So Rove tells me that it's for sure kosher. No, it's not kosher. Doesn't change anything. All Rove did was, I'm allowed to eat it now. That's all Rove did. I changed my halachic status. Exactly. And now I'm allowed to eat it. Is it, am I sure that it's kosher? No, I know it's not kosher. Here, what do you want to tell me? That the halachic status changed and it should become and should revert back to being one that was not counted? What? Right? Fine. No problem. However, when it comes to Ma'aseh Behema, the Torah demands Asiri. That trumps the halachic change. It's a little bit of a hesper. That's what Shimon Shkop said. Better, right? So the Torah demands Asiri. The Torah doesn't demand that I have to eat only things that are vadai kosher. The Torah doesn't demand that. The Torah says I'm allowed to follow the rove. And if milk falls into the chalet, and the chalet is the rove, I'm allowed to eat it. I sort of demand chalet. Torah demands eat things that are kosher. So the halacha is, if it's batel berov, it's also kosher. That's okay. Here, the Torah demands asiri. So the Torah demands asiri. True, it's batel berov, but it still demands asiri. It's a, you know, listen, Tosfos didn't answer the question. Tosfos couldn't think this up, right? Yeah. That's an interesting point. It's always us something awesome, right? Interesting, because Tosfos asked the following question. Now, halacha is: if you have a shirt, and the shirt is a linen shirt. A linen shirt, and there's a wool thread somewhere in there. You know where it is. Are you allowed to wear the shirt? No. Shabbos. Aye, go bust a robe. Robe of the shirt is not Shabbos. You hear this? It's only one thread. So Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos answers, the only time you say bittul robe is when you have heter in Isser. Here, you have Heter and Heter. They're both Mutter, just not together. So, you hear it? So that might be a little bit what Tosafot, what Stewie's saying. Right? It's not an Issa. It's not even Asher. Right? Right. Okay. Next. What about... Didn't finish what? What? I don't know. Minamu Sarin. What if the one that jumped back in was number 10 that you didn't mark with a red mark? Now that got mixed up with everybody else. Then now the halacha is cooling the Torah actually stuff, but they all have to get a mum now because we don't know where it is, right? And you can eat the mums in the balcony with all of a mum. So the number 10 jump back in, there's 40 in there, all 41 have to get a mum. Right, the moral of the story is don't mess up. What? Right. That's when the Mashiach comes, it can be cornered that market. Tana Rabbanan. Be'ezit tzad meitzer. How do you do this meitzer business? So we're going to say repeat ourselves. Kolonsin l'dir. You put it into a deer. Ba'otzalam pesach cut. Make it small pesach. K'dei shelo yeishnayim yotzi yichol lotzis kechon. Two can't go out at one time. Imo sehem yibachot vehem yibifnim. The mother's outside. Why is the mother outside? The goos, because then the babies want to be next to the mother. The yoshis, look what's him on. The Gemara says, why is the mother there? But if kinu inu, why don't you just escort them out? The Gemara answers, you can't do that. Yavar tziv, you have to be, the pasuk says they have to go on their own. Below, sheyavruhu, not that you helped. The Gemara says, v'shadilu yarka v'lefku livasei, why don't you put the food out there? The answer is, Amar Avuna, Gzera Mishum Lokeach Mishum Yatsam. It's a Gzera for the animal that you bought, and the animal doesn't have a mother. Those are not Chayiv in Maaseh. But if you put food outside, they're going to go out also. If you put the mother outside, they don't have a mother. Therefore, they're not going to go outside. And therefore, you're not going to run into the problem of having too many animals in the count. Yeah. Right, so Rashi says, the mother was born, the mother died before it was born. That's the yasam. Now, the hashta ihavi shadu yarka, if you put vegetables out there, have enough ignami yasam to miftar, the yasam, which is punter, is going to go out, says Rashi, wait a minute, what if the mother died or 2 weeks later? That's not a yasam. It's not a yasam, it has to die during childbirth. So you put the mother out there, this animal's included, but it's not going to go out because there's no mother. The hashta, afa gav the ikki yasam de mechayev, throw your soul that achayev, kigod, shenola rachach meitze imo, the mother died later, behula nafik, el al yide yarka. It's not going to go out, the only way it's going to go out is if there's vegetables out there. What's going on here? Nikol makom, baha, de maimit imo sein shal elu, mi bachut, lahavile hakeira, viyavi, nizkar de yasam, velokuach, lavanetzi, rininu. Says Rashi, I'd rather have the mothers out there. I'd rather have the mothers out there, so the ones that don't have mothers will never go out. Rather than maybe there'll be one animal where the mother died a month later. That should be included, that will not be included. I'd rather have it like that. I'd rather have that the animals that don't belong out there don't go out. The only way they're not going out is if the mother sent out. It'll be something some that should go out. You're right. What can I do? I'd rather have it the other way. Only when the mother died during childbirth. The mother died a month later. That animal's counted. That animal might not go out. There's no mother. Says Rashi, I'd rather have that problem than if animals that don't belong out there. You hear that? Okay. Yes. It's a busy business. It's a busy business. Parabanan. That's prat l'treifa, chain over it. The treifa can't walk sometimes. Tachas ha-shevet, mitzvah l'nosem b'shevet. It's mitzvah to count them with a stick. Lo menon b'shevet. What if you didn't count them with a stick? Oh, or, shemiram revutin of omdim, or you counted them lying around, standing around. Menayin, how do you know that's good? Kamad lomar, ha-siri kodesh, mikol makom. Doesn't matter. Bein li'ela, shakara shmar siri. What about lo kar shmar siri? What if you didn't even call it the tenth? Still good. Oh, Asara, Benatal Echon. How do I know if there's 100 and I just grab 10, or if it's 10 and I grab 1? How do I know it's no good? Yachal Yimusarin, I should think it's good. Talmud Lomar, Siri, Vein, Dasiri. That's a 10. Why? He didn't designate it as a 10. You don't have to call it a 10. That's not Maki. If it's designated, he didn't even designate it. He just grabbed it. Like I said, designated it's no good. By the way, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer Maaser, it is good. It is good. He says it is good if you do it like that. My time with Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, Kesav Allah, Ka'aba Eliezer, Elazar Ben Gomel. Because he holds like Rabbi Elazar Ben Gomel. I think we're going to stop here because Rabbi Elazar Ben Gomel goes all the way down to Amar Aleph over here. Rabbi Elazar Ben Gomel is going to say, just like you're allowed to give Maaser by estimation, so too you're allowed to give Maaser Behema also by estimation. You have to count each one. No, you can. I have 100. Okay, I felt it. So it's like, it works for my Maaser, it works for Maaser Behema. That's what he's going to say. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.